University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. Hello and welcome. My name is David Stouffer, and I get to be the recruitment coordinator for the UMSL College of Education. Each week on this podcast, we will meet an innovator in the field of education. We will spend some time getting to know them and learning about their work and how it can help you and yours. It is my sincere hope that this podcast will be a source of encouragement and support as you work to continue impacting lives as an educator. I'm joined today by Megan Tosh and Meredith Alton. Megan Tosh is currently in her ninth year of education. She holds a bachelor's degree in early childhood education, a master of education with emphasis in diverse learners, a math specialist graduate certificate, and she is currently pursuing her K-12 teacher leader graduate certificate from the UMSL College of Education. Megan has served as a kindergarten teacher, a data team lead, and a second grade teacher where she was the lead math teacher for the department. Megan is currently in her third year at the Hazelwood School District serving as the K through fifth grade math interventionist. She is a member of the academic support team, chair of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, and coaches the Girls on the Run team. She hopes to continue her leadership role as an instructional coach. Like many in education, Meredith Alton took a while to pursue her teaching career. She took a 10-year break from college and returned, earning her bachelor's degree in secondary education in 2021 from the UMSL College of Education. She graduated summa cum laude and led her COE graduates as student marshal at commencement that year. She began her teaching career in the Normandy Schools Collaborative as a high school English teacher. She's now in her third year of teaching, working as an English language arts teacher at Rittner High School. Meredith is a graduate student currently at UMSL pursuing her Master of Education in Educational Administration. Meredith hopes one day to serve as a principal for a school in an underserved community. Welcome, Megan and Meredith, to the UMSL College of Education. Thanks so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, so, thanks for having us, Mr. Stouffer.
This is great. I've heard a lot of great things about you guys from our education leadership department. They really, really wanted me to meet you and get a chance to talk to you about your education journey. So let's just dive right in. I'm interested first in learning a little bit more about your beginnings. Why did you decide to become an educator? Megan, why don't you take that first and just why did you decide to become an educator?
Honestly, I started off in the psychology track and it wasn't really my thing. And so my mom actually suggested, you know, you've always liked working with kids. Maybe you try to take an education class. And so that's exactly what I did. And I loved it. And I just jumped right in and, I learned that it was actually something that I was really good at, and that came easily to me. And so that's kind of why I became a teacher.
Was that while you were in your undergrad, you were going psychology and you got talked into education?
It was. Yeah. And funny enough, I mean, you kind of use psychology in education a little bit. They kind of go together in some aspects. And so I still kind of get to use that a little bit. But I get to work with kids every day. And that's really what has really drawn me to education.
That's good. And it's good you made that decision while you were still an undergrad. We have a lot. My son is actually one of them who got a degree in a different field and then realized after they graduated from college that they wanted to be a teacher. So you at least figured it out before that happened. So good.
Yes.
Meredith, how about you? How did you decide to become an educator?
Well, I was one of those lucky ones that did not figure it out. I've always found joy in helping others accomplish things, and I love to learn. I love to share my passions with others. I took the unconventional route. I went to school for a year and then kind of off and on and took a long break And I started a family. I worked in a bunch of service industry jobs. And by the time I went back to school and graduated UMSL actually in 2021, I knew I was going to be a teacher. I just knew it. I knew that I loved those things. I knew I wanted to teach high school. I also lived in some low income areas in St. Louis and actually loved the community, loved the people. And I said, I want to work in a high need area. I know that there's inequities here and this is where I want to be. So I got to go back knowing what I wanted to do after not knowing the first time.
And that's a very common theme too. I think if we, for all of UMSL and especially the College of Education, I think our average age for undergraduate students is middle to late 20s, just because so many people, especially nowadays, start in college or just decide they don't want to go to college and then eventually come back and get their certification to become teachers. It's becoming a theme, I guess, in today's world. Well, that's exciting. I'm certainly glad you made that choice to become an educator. So let's talk a little bit about your current careers. What's been your greatest challenge as an educator? This is something that I'm sure all educators can relate to. Everybody goes through challenges in their careers. What's been your greatest challenge as an educator? Megan, go ahead and start us again.
I think one of my greatest challenges, I can think of two off the top of my head right now. The first one was my first year of teaching. I was super prepared, I felt like, but wasn't at the same time. I don't think you can ever be fully prepared to take on your own classroom that very first year. And it was a lot of hard work and it caused me to do a lot of reflecting. So that in itself was challenging, was learning my students and how to be a better educator for them. So that was a challenge, but one that is easily done and can be overcome with by having good supports. But
and
then
you began your career as a kindergarten teacher, right?
Yes.
So that's a challenge in and of itself, some would say.
Yes, yes, they do. I think a very common phrase is like, it's like herding cats. which they've never been in school, that makes sense. But I think the second greatest challenge, and this is, I mean, I've been in education 10 years now, was teaching through the pandemic and making that switch to online teaching in the drop of a weekend. That was very challenging, and how to teach students through a computer screen, especially elementary students.
Mm-hmm. What, where were you teaching when the pandemic hit and when everything shut down?
Yeah, I was at Northside Community School then, and it was a big change. It was mm-hmm. a very big change.
Still kindergarten at that point?
I actually was teaching second grade at that okay. point. And they had been my kindergartners actually 2 years prior to that, which was great. And I think that kind of helped too. In that aspect, they already knew me. They knew kind of how I worked. We had good relationships with the families and the students, but still tough to get everybody online and get into that new routine mm-hmm. and schedule.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Very true. Meredith, how about you? What's been your greatest challenge as an educator?
Oh, I'd have to second the first year teaching situation. And I was an undergrad when COVID hit, so I got to be that as a student. And then my first semester teaching was actually fall of 2021. I was still finishing my Prac 2 for undergrad at UMSL. And I also got an alternate placement to get to actually teach as a real teacher. So I was not a student teacher for more than one semester, and I had my own classroom, still hadn't quite finished. Felt good about it though. I was like, I've been a bartender, I've been all these things, I'm a mom, I got this. But at the district that I am wrapping up with, I didn't have a lot of guidance from an administration, which was kind of cool and kind of scary because it's like, here's a blank canvas, good luck. I actually relied a lot on my foundations from the College of Education at UMSL. I really did. And some veteran teachers as well to kind of help me plan. I basically created my own curriculum, my own lessons from scratch. I was still doing all the practicum requirements, going to all the seminars. Also, my students in their district had not been back in person for 18 months. They did not come back blended at all. Maybe a few of them did, but most of them did not. So I taught freshmen and sophomores English, and they all were basically still kind of in eighth grade mentally, wow, and socially and everything else. So let's just say it was a whirlwind. It mm-hmm. grew my resilience, got to learn classroom management, curriculum and instruction, like let you name it, let's go. So I was really stressed out. But
hired as a full-time teacher of record, yes, during your last semester, which is the traditional, you said prac two, a lot of people think mm-hmm. of that as student teaching, right?
Yes. Yep.
So not only were you a brand new teacher, but you technically hadn't even graduated from college yet.
Correct. Did not have my degree yet, not until that December. So they do grant alternative placements mm-hmm. With the College of Education under certain circumstances. So I was blessed to get to be a part of that program.
Let's hear the good side of teaching now. What's been the greatest reward you've had as an experience as a teacher so far? Megan, go ahead and start us off there.
The greatest reward is definitely working with the kids every day. They, I think, teach me things too. And so it kind of goes both ways. But that is definitely my greatest reward, is those relationships that I build with the kids and even the families. And there's just something so invaluable about that.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Meredith?
Yeah, I agree. I think we definitely all get into it for the kids, right? That's what we keep saying around here when things go awry. Well, we're here for the kids.
Yeah.
And I think after returning to Normandy after last year, it was really cool because I've only been doing this 2 years now, to see the kids mature and develop and kind of, you know, I teach high school. So you start seeing them get their own life goals, their ambitions. They start figuring out who they are, who they want to be, or they're not quite sure how to articulate it, but you see them grow and it's so cool. Or they come find me and give me hugs, especially the ones that drove me crazy and I thought they hated my class. And they'll give me a hug and say, "I loved your class, Miss Alton." I'm like, "You're a liar, but okay, give me a big hug." Like, "You did not love my class." But I'm like, wow, I guess they liked me. I guess I made a difference in their life in some way because it's genuine. And that's really cool. The ones that, you know, you were able to reach that maybe gave you the most trouble, but you were still there for them and they were there for you. That feels really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the ultimate in, I'm not sure if paradox or contradiction is the right word, but the kids are the ones that drive us crazy, but they're also the reason we do what we do, because we love the kids so much. And you know, yeah, that is the truth. So if you're not in it for the kids, you really shouldn't be in it at all as an educator. So
I always tell them they're my kid for life.
That's right.
Yes, definitely.
That's right. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's get into, I mentioned earlier, the Education Leadership Department here really recommended highly that we bring you in and be part of the podcast because of what you're doing in your career and how you're working specifically with the Education Leadership Department to further your career. Anyone that knows that if you're in education, in order to maintain your certification, in order to grow professionally, in order to increase your salary, you're going to need graduate degrees, which is a good thing. I think overall it's a good thing. We should be growing professionally. We should be developing ourselves as professionals. I'm interested in finding out a little bit about your, not just your career pathway, but specifically how you're involved with the Education Leadership Department and what graduate program you're pursuing right now. Let's switch gears a little bit. Meredith, why don't you jump into this first and just talk a little bit about the degree you're pursuing and why you're pursuing it.
Sure. Well, yeah, I am UMSL for life. When I went back, I got my bachelor's in secondary education at UMSL. And Dr. Sodhi, who's in the College of Education now, is actually a huge mentor for me. And kind
she's
of
awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. I love her. We talk. She taught one of my early pre-service courses for my bachelor's. She helped me get the alternative placement, actually. She keeps plugging me for things. And during my first semester teaching, she came and visited my classroom. She also connected me with Marty. I'm going to say his last name wrong. W.
Marty Woitis.
Yes. And he helped me map out my graduate plan. And even though I'm not even in his alphabet, so he kind of got me on the trajectory because I absolutely know that I want to go into leadership. I want to change something because things aren't working with what I see as a teacher I don't know how to fix it, but I want to fix it. I want to help in a grand scheme. So he kind of helped me see how I can shortcut and go. I would like to eventually get an EdD. I'd like to get a doctorate in ed leadership. I would like to either be a principal, maybe something different. I just don't know. Like you said at the beginning, there are so many things we can do with education now that I just feel like my place will come as I go through this teaching journey while I'm a student. And I'll see what makes the most sense for me. But
is this your first master's degree, Meredith, you're getting? Yep. Or okay. Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of combining the K-12 graduate certificate with the MED in administration, right?
Yes. They Dr. Sodhi and Marty both kind of helped me figure out the most economical, fast track way to do everything. Now that I kind of took the long road, they're giving me the shortcut to get to where I want to go since mm-hmm. I know. So it's really cool that UMSL, I think Dr. Gary was telling me that UMSL created that teacher leader certificate to kind of help teachers because I was not eligible to apply for the MED till I taught for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I started out with the teacher leader certificate, got all those courses done this year. I have, I think, 3 to go, and all of that will now apply to my MED that I'll start in the fall.
Okay. Dr. Gary actually is the one that was instrumental in, I think, actually created the program from scratch. So
okay.
She's been the pioneer for the K-12 teacher leader, which is great because just like you mentioned, there's so many opportunities for leadership within the education field. What used to be a pathway for either teacher, counselor, or principal, now there are multiple leadership positions, content directors, instructional coaches, PLC leaders, department directors, both at the building level, at the district level. So the career pathway for a teacher is so much more wide open now than it ever has been. And I think Dr. Gary's vision was to just put together a graduate certificate for teachers who are looking at leadership positions, but don't necessarily want to be a principal. It's tied to an MED in administration, so that could lead directly to that, but it could also lead many, many different ways. So it's exciting. Megan, you've been in education a little bit longer and already have some graduate degrees. What are you pursuing now in terms of leadership and what are you doing with that now?
Sure. So right now I just completed actually this spring semester, my K-12 leadership graduate certificate. And I pursued it through UMSL for really all the reasons that we've kind of been saying so far. I also worked with Marty and he said, well, do you want to be a principal? And I'm like, I don't think so. Not yet. So getting the K-12 leadership certificate kind of opens that door for me to be able to do that one day if that's kind of the route I want to go. But currently I decided on that program because I would like to be an instructional coach at the building level. And so with that certificate, that's I'm able to do that job.
Mm-hmm. And she's very good. Thank you. We were in instructional coaching together and she's amazing.
Thank you.
That's great. You two are the perfect example of how the K-12 teacher leadership graduate certificate opens doors in so many different directions. Meredith, you have eyes on getting a doctorate and being a building administrator and probably a district administrator someday, which is awesome. And you're on the right path and you're starting with the K-12 teacher leader. Megan, you're wanting to be an instructional coach with the option down the road of maybe becoming a principal, but you don't have to. So it's a perfect example of why this program exists. I love the fact that you are both coming from different directions and both going different directions, but you're still involved in the same exact graduate certificate program. So that's fantastic.
And let's be honest, I'm probably going to come back and finish those last couple classes.
You're going to be a principal someday.
To earn that.
Has the degree, as you've been going through it, changed your perspective on leadership at all? Or, you know, your own role as a teacher. Let's start with that. As a teacher, how has the K-12 teacher leader and the administration program you're in changed you as a teacher and what you're doing in the classroom right now?
I really love that it's very hands-on. So what I mean by that is, you know, we'll discuss something in class, and then I can go and I can immediately apply that. And so you're kind of learning, what's the word I'm looking for? You're immersive. It's immersive. So like when Meredith and I were going through the instructional coaching class together, we actually started going through that process and mm-hmm. we had to video ourselves and we had to watch it very uncomfortably. But that, those are those things that, that really help you grow. And I'm glad that we had to experience that. And I'm glad that it is so immersive and hands-on because you're gaining the experience while learning.
Meredith, anything on your end?
Yeah, I agree with everything Megan said. And I feel like I've had this unique experience being a new teacher. Typically, a lot of people go back. And I felt weird at first being a new teacher going into leadership, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it as learning just the options, like how leaders, you know, could approach situations. Last semester, actually, with Dr. Hassler, the Leadership for Equity course, that we were going through real life situations at school. There were some safety crises, and she actually met with me after class many times. We explored ways to cope with it, ways equitable leaders would approach it, and talked a lot about exclusionary practices and ways that can actually be inclusionary and equitable for urban districts, for underserved areas. And it was, I'm living it and I'm not living it at the same time. And to learn about it from other ways helps me really look at what I'm doing in this work through a different lens every day, which is where I want to be. And I'm very excited. So I also like that UMSL focuses a lot on equity. A lot of social justice, all of those things are tied into the curriculum for leadership. And I think that's really awesome and important because no matter where you are, that something's going to be inequitable, no matter what socioeconomic status you have, there's going to be something different with the kids. So they focus a lot on relationships and those kind of things. And I think that's been the biggest way I've been getting through this.
Well, and you are both wonderful examples of educators who've committed themselves to working in areas where the kids need good teachers the most. And you've committed yourself to working in underserved and underrepresented communities to take the skills you've learned from what you've hopefully gotten from us here at UMSL and apply it to a career as an educator. So I commend you for the great work you're doing every single day. And on behalf of UMSL, thank you for the commitment you have to being a teacher and the commitment to, you know, your future careers and everything you're doing. If you guys had a chance to sit down with brand new teachers, just fresh out of the College of Education, starting their first job, what's the one thing you would say is the most important thing for them to do right off the bat? Megan, go ahead. And what do you think that would be?
The most important thing for them to do right off the bat. Oh, gosh. I would say it's just to be open-minded, keep an open mind, keep a growth mindset, because education, you're not going to come out and it's not going to be perfect right off the bat. So be open to change and just learn from others around you. That would be my very first thing. Talk to others, start building your network.
That's great. Meredith, what about you?
Get to know your kids, get to know your students day one, get to know them, get to know what they like, get to know what their families are like. Do they have siblings? Do they do something after school you can go watch? Get to know them. What is their favorite snack? Definitely feed them. They'll like that. And if you're at a school with allergies, be mindful. But get to know your kids. That has been my one secret weapon that has been able to keep the glue anytime I need something. I'm like, oh, well, what about this? You can reference it in class. You can do so many things with them feeling like you care about them And then they start to care about you and they start to work for you. So, and I mean, I'm still honestly pounded that in our heads in undergrad. They're very much about relationships, relationships, and that really long lesson plan. But other than that, which saved your UMSL stuff too. That I would tell an UMSL undergrad, absolutely. I am not kidding how many times I've gone back through and borrowed a few things, especially when I was, if you are looking at a school who maybe is under-resourced, use your UMSL stuff. So mm-hmm. That's fun fact number two. I have definitely used a lot of that stuff.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing wrong
with that. I paid for it, right? No.
Well, Megan Tosh, Meredith Alton, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been great. I could go on for another hour, but yeah. I'm sure you have work to do, and I'm sure that the people listening have work to do. So thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate your passion and the joy that you exude of being a teacher.
I am honored that you chose to join me today for the University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. I hope you'll join me next time. Till then, I'm David Stouffer. Thank you for the work you do. Never forget, you are making a difference every day.